In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. There are many reasons, some better than others, for coming to church, right? I want to offer thanks to God and give myself to the upbuilding of the church. That's a great reason. I came to see Santa Claus, or I came for the great food. Those are less good reasons. I came to the church because mom and dad made me, or I have to come to church because I'm the pastor. Those are also less good reasons to come to church. But if we're honest with ourselves, at least sometimes, maybe we all have these mixed motivations for coming to church, and we're not alone, because in today's reading and throughout the Gospels, Jesus' disciples, who are simply the church in seed form, they also seem to have good and bad reasons for why they're following Jesus. Some, it seems, are in it to feel more powerful. That's the reason for all the arguments about who is the Alpha Apostle. Some are in it to preserve their ethnic national pride and identity. Some are in it for the miracles, what God does for them, and resist what God can do to them. But whatever their reasons, the astonishing thing that again makes Jesus different from any person who ever lived is that he works with everyone, no matter why they're there. Time and again, and particularly in today's reading, Jesus demonstrates that it doesn't matter what mixed motives any of us have in following him, he'll start with where we are. But you better believe that he will lead us to a far better place. The greatest reason, it seems for me, of this generosity of the Spirit is because Jesus is 100% confident in the hidden power and the necessity of faith in God. It literally exudes from him. Faith is such a basic aspect of your and my life and happiness that it's like metal before a magnet. You only need to get near it for it to eventually move you. But at the same time, we have these ulterior motives, these other gods that get in our way. And that's why following Christ, then for his disciples, and here and now in church, for us, it takes time and it takes patience. So don't ever be discouraged, and don't ever be impatient so hard in a culture of ours now that has instant gratification for everything. Sometimes, because we are impatient, the difference between where we want to be as a faithful follower of God and where we actually are as a flawed human being makes us want to shout. And it makes us want to shout out to God exactly as the disciples did in today's reading, and they shouted out, "Lord, increase our faith." Jesus' disciples want to be as confident as their faith as Jesus is, and they want to accept his nearly impossible teaching to forgive someone 7 times a day is necessary. That was the immediate reason why they said increase our faith, because Jesus said, if someone sins against you 7 times in 1 day, forgive them all 7 times. Lord, increase our faith. That's just too hard. As so often is the case, though, with Jesus, he doesn't give his disciples or us what we want, but he always gives us what we need. And the disciples, psychologically, we see later in the chapter, they're looking for a shortcut. They're looking for a recipe. They're looking for a pill to increase the contents of their faith. But there is no such faith pill. If there were, it would be like throwing fertilizer on a field that's mixed with good plants and weeds. Everything would grow up together, the good stuff and the bad. Instead of having us take something for our lack of faith, Jesus wants us to give something away. He wants us to give away and renounce whatever's getting in the way, whatever is repelling this magnet of faith. Is it our pride that we're self-sufficient and don't need God? Get that away. Is it our possessions and need for security, our God? Give that away. Are we holding on to anger and vengeance from when we've been deeply hurt? Give that away. Jesus puts it this way in responding to his disciples' cry, "Increase our faith." He said, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you." A tree growing in the sea, how's that even possible? By natural laws, it isn't, any more than a person growing in the Spirit is possible. But with God and God alone, all things are possible. Trees can grow on the sea, and disciples like you and me can grow on the Spirit alone. Jesus is doing with his disciples what we are doing this season of Advent. We're reaffirming that our soul does not grow by addition, it grows by subtraction. That means we don't get more faith and blessing and peace by piling on anything external to us. We get it by cleansing out all of the distractions and toxins in our life to arrive at who we truly are deep down. Because true faith isn't trust in anything. It's not trust in a pill. It's trust in a person. A long obedience in the same direction through thick and thin over time, that's the one and only thing that deepens and grows the faith we all want to have, but we can't achieve by our own devices. And so therefore, as we continue through this midway point of Advent, we're halfway through, let us remember that whoever we are and whatever we have or haven't done, with whatever mixed motives we might show up on any day to church, me included, God will work with us. And he will work with us, but we need to have patience and take time. We need to, times of subtraction like Advent and Lent, times of subtraction in our week and even every day where we put aside all the ways we think we can get to good, get to God on our own, and instead let go and let God. Because faith isn't a pill, it's a person, and it takes time to get to know and to trust and to follow the greatest person who ever lived. But it's worthwhile, the best investment anyone can make, because true faith can move mountains and transform lives. And true faith, just the size of a mustard seed, uproots any worry or anxiety, trouble or misery, any obstacle to love, any hatred or fear, and it replants us miraculously in the great sea of God's love, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.